Epilogue. 3 weeks later. Ketchpool? I looked up from the papers in front of me. Poirot, what are you doing here? Did Blanche Unsworth let you in? My face felt rather hot, and I did my best to look innocent. Oui, mon ami, he smiled. How else would I appear in her drawing room to find you here? I do not have the magic powers to move through walls. Hastily, I pushed the papers out of the way as if they were irrelevant and uninteresting, and picked up a newspaper instead. You did not hear my arrival or my conversation in the hallway with Madame Unsworth. Hmm? I pretended to concentrate on the news headlines in front of me. Gosh, listen to this. It seems we have a new political party. Did you know that? It's called the... I find it interesting that you did not hear. Poirot interrupted my attempt to distract him. You were absorbed in your papers, were you not? Not the newspaper, but those papers there? He pointed. What are they? It's nothing. He had started to walk slowly towards them, and would see them at any moment unless I leapt to cover them up. I sighed and said, Don't laugh at me if I tell you. I'm working on a new board game. Inventing one, I mean. Catch pool. My friend's eyes sparkled with delight. You have been inspired by peepers, yes? Quite the opposite, I told him. No board game should have rules that look anything like the rules of peepers looked. They're far too complicated and would make anyone want to run for his life. I'm determined to invent a board game that is perfectly simple, yet at the same time immensely satisfying. Speaking of satisfying, I said. Yes, mon ami. That whole business at Kingfisher Hill. What of it? Are you satisfied with the way it all turned out? Ah, allow me to ask you, were you dissatisfied? We arrived at the truth, did we not? Yes, but what if it's true that Helen Acton was momentarily not in her right mind when she pushed Frank over the balcony? And the whole Otto Proud affair. He was in terrible pain and so close to death. Dr. F. Grave said so, didn't he? Poirot nodded. I see what causes you the struggle. Yes, my friend. It is always easier when the criminal gives one the satisfaction of being very clearly the embodiment of evil with no contradiction in his character, only the badness from top to bottom. Sadly, this is rarely the truth of any human being. It is possible to feel the sympathy for a person who has done something terrible, and at the same time hold them responsible for their actions. The satisfaction of solving a murder in such instances comes from two sources. The belief that the law must be upheld in even the most difficult of circumstances, and then following the law without allowing your resolve to be swayed by pity for the perpetrators who must now face justice. Poirot leaned over and pulled the newspaper out of my hands. He folded it and put it down on a chair. Now, tell me more about your board game, he said. What is it to be called? Does it already have a name? No. I have a few ideas, but I haven't settled on anything yet. Then you know what to do, mon ami. It is the same thing that I always tell you. It is how your little grey cells function most effectively. What? I asked him. You must make a list.